You doing?
I was getting comfortable. Oh, getting okay. ready.
I thought you were taking your pants off.
No, no, no. I got these awesome shorts that are now like Chase wears.
Oh.
I see why he fucking likes them. They're comfortable.
There you go.
That little shithead just went for comfort. That's what he did.
Do you blame him?
No, not now.
No, he's wise beyond his years. Sobriety Condemned. You're listening to Hold My Beer. It's a podcast, and I'm not much on intros, to be honest with you. Chris, you're here.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Kelly.
I brought snickerdoodles.
You did. I don't like cinnamon, but thank you. I ate one anyways.
We were hoping that there was a beer called snickerdoodles, but they're just cookies.
That's the problem with recording on a Sunday in Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, I got beer review beer, but it's nothing special, and there's not much of it. We'll get there. And?
Oh, Yams is here, of course. The undestroyable.
So. The undestroyable. Somebody's had a big weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Chris sold his race car, which was cool.
Yeah. Well,
turns out NASCARs aren't as profitable as one might imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I work today. That's kind of a big that's a big
turns
deal.
Out trailer trash, not a lot of money.
Not a lot of money.
Not a lot of money.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably
I could have got meth.
I was going to say.
Heroin's in now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want
to
be sitting
have to turn around on meth like you used to.
Yeah. I don't want to be sitting on a bunch of rocks for no fucking reason.
I don't think that's how you do meth.
Well, you know, they saturated the market. Now it's everywhere. Everybody's making it. You know?
Yeah, I can't walk down the street without tripping over some meth.
Yeah.
Fucking Breaking Bad taught everyone how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was blue, though, so that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Yeah,
how
show.
Did they make it blue?
It was just
food
so
coloring?
Pure, it was blue.
Yeah.
That's, I don't think that's a real thing, but I don't
probably
no,
not.
I don't think so. I'd like to think he put Kool-Aid in it.
Kelly made cookies with his wife. That was cool.
Yeah. You know,
they're getting along.
Yeah.
They're still married.
Yeah, I can't
we're happy
think of
about that.
Anything else that happened this weekend?
No, you know, we went to it was really hot, you know, especially at my house while I was on fire. but, you know, I mean, other than that, yeah, I mean, it was kind of an uneventful weekend, you know.
The potato shack burnt to the ground.
Yeah, they tried
to almost
make, they tried to make
possession.
This a fucking, they tried to make this a baked potato, but it didn't happen.
So, Ducktail, which we recorded at last year, is the big car show around here. We didn't set up this year. Kind of a good thing now, in hindsight. You were there.
I was.
So was Chris.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you got a phone call from?
Josh.
Who's been on the podcast. It was a while ago now. I think he's on around January. And he was standing on your porch in his boxers.
He was by the road.
Yeah.
Not on the porch.
Safe. Yeah. No,
porch was on fire.
Yeah. I mean, Josh almost died. He had a rough day, too.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely stressed out because he was sleeping at the time.
Yeah, his fan cut off.
Yeah. His fan cut off, and it got hot in his room, so... And he heard some noise, which I'm pretty sure was my fish tank exploding. And he thought my kids were home, and they had done something and cut the power in his room. So he goes out to find out why it's fucking
hot.
Opens
the living room door.
Yeah, opens the living room door, and all of a sudden he thought he was in hell because everything was on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally everything. My living room is... completely gone. So.
I honestly, I'm halfway surprised that he just didn't tell the fire to shut up and then try to go back to sleep.
He was going to, but it didn't work out.
But he ran back in, grabbed his Xbox One that he bought the day before.
The night before. He got it that afternoon.
And ran outside.
In his boxers.
In his boxers.
Well, he also grabbed his pair of shorts, so what had his cigarettes and money in. So.
There you go. That's good. Because he called off work. And his exact words were, I don't have shoes, I don't have dick. I can't come in right now.
Yeah. No shoes, no shirt, just the shorts and his Xbox. So.
Yeah. Rough start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Him, the dog, and the cat were the only people in the house. I wouldn't bring up the cat, but I was witness to its burial.
Yep.
Which wasn't quite as smooth or as gentle as I think it could have been.
I dug a fine hole.
You dug a hole that was too small.
The hole was a
it
little
was hot,
small.
Dude.
But James had a big day, and he was making that damn cat fit.
Well, I just curled him up into that natural cat ball position.
Your exact words were, I'm making him comfy.
Yeah. Well, he was in a towel. I tucked him in and tucked him in the hole, and then we filled in the hole. I mean, it was a little bunch of shit going on at that time. The house was still, you know, smoking and...
Well, I say it caught fire again after
it caught
that.
Fire a second time because, you know, the first time wasn't good enough.
Yeah. It was in the attic, wasn't it? Like the attic caught
on
fire?
Yeah, it was my closet, my bedroom that connects to the roof. You know, life decided the first time it shit on me and caught it on fire, it wasn't quite enough, so they lit it on fire again.
We already burned down his TV, his video game consoles, his favorite
everything.
Chair.
Yep.
Let's take his clothes out for real.
Yeah,
yeah, that sucks, man. Like it's.
And I went back in today. Thinking, because like when I first got there, I'm like, fuck, it's all gone. Then I was able to get in there, and it's like mainly the living room was the mass destruction, mm-hmm. the mass chaos there, and the kitchen got a lot of it too. And I'm like, well, my daughter's bedroom really didn't get touched other than a little bit of smoke and water. Josh's room really didn't get touched other than smoke and water. My tool room didn't get touched other than a little smoke in there, no water. Josh's room, I don't even think, had water in it. And upstairs was like no real fire damage, just mainly smoke and water. I didn't realize how hot it got up there at first until I went back today. My son's like, hey, if you go back in there, you know, just see what's going on in my room. If you can, find my fidget spinners. That's all he's worried about. I'm like, what the son?
Shut up.
Sure, I'll look while I'm there, okay? I go up there, and, like, I didn't realize when I was there, but, like, the lamp had melted.
Oh, shit.
His TV had melted and warped. The Xbox in his room is melted and warped, and everything is covered in black soot.
Oh, wow.
Same thing in my room. My fan melted and everything. It's just all fucked. Everything's covered in shit. Even drawers and shit that were closed, I'm like, maybe that's good. No. If it can get air in there, it can get smoke in there. Mm. And it's covered in black.
Did you find the fidget spinner?
No, I didn't.
Probably wouldn't have spun anymore anyways. It would have been like
a... But yeah, I took a couple pictures of, you know, the kitchen and stuff. And, like, you open up the cabinets, but dishes are all black. Any food I had in there was all black. And it got so hot in the kitchen... It melted my bathroom that was in the next room. It literally started melting the walls in my shower.
Yeah,
and
I never made it back there yesterday.
And everything in there is also black.
Yeah, I didn't go past the fridge.
I mean, my curtain was already black, but now everything matches that. So at first I thought the curtain was gone, and then I was like, oh no, it's that pile of other stuff there.
We didn't recognize that your front door was a door anymore.
No. I noticed that myself because I was walking out. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's like a weird piece of metal just sticking up.
And then, yeah, it's just like this balled up. In half piece of metal. And I'm like, oh, that was my door.
Yeah, because like, why does that piece of metal have a doorknob? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So
it was, yeah.
The door, not fireproof.
No, not fireproof.
No, but nothing James gets the call, and he's like, we gotta go. Mm. So, like, we just jump up, and we got my girlfriend's Kia Soul, and we put that bitch through its paces. Like, we almost got in a fist fight with two dudes on a John Deere.
Gator. Which, you know, fuck the motherfuckers over there and their golf carts being in the way, not, you know, do more than 20 miles an hour.
I thought you meant like a John Deere tractor. I was like, how do you ride too deep on a tractor?
They always ride too deep on a John Deere, buddy.
I mean, it's Gas City, so, you know, there's probably one's ball deep in the other one's ball deep in the fucking John Deere.
One's on the hitch, the other one's on the shifter knob.
It's like they do everything over there. Ask them out.
They clock in time on that trucker clock on that fucking tractor, bro.
So, like, we're flying through Gas City, you know, the back roads through Gas City into Marion, and we decided to cut through that cemetery there on Lincoln Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I'm doing, like, 60 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a funeral. And I had to slam on my brakes and dip into the grass, or I was going to hit the funeral procession.
You almost crashed. You could have possibly taken out our grandparents' gravestone, you ass.
No, it wasn't necessarily the funeral. It was the people who stopped in respect of the funeral that we got stuck behind. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? What the fuck? Why are we stopped on Central Avenue of all things?
My house is burning down and I'm stuck in a funeral.
I'm like, and then I see the hearse roll by and the people. I'm like, great, that fucker's dead. My house is burning down. This is just a wonderful day for everyone.
What an inconsiderate prick that corpse is.
Oh, I hate funerals. Well, like, you gotta be inconsiderate to have a funeral. I'm sorry.
You think so?
Yeah.
I...
The kind that blocks traffic and stuff?
Yeah. You mean a dick funeral, move. Yeah. That's just how they work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because we figured we'd cut down Central because nobody used Central. The road is shit. Nobody's ever on that fucking road. Three cars doing the speed limit. First one stops and fucking there's the funeral. It's like, fuck.
So you had to actually wait for it to pass completely?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get around them.
To get moving again.
That sucks. The timing is almost too perfect. You couldn't do that shit on purpose.
Yeah. As I was saying, we're stuck in the middle of Ducktail at the swap meet, in the middle of it.
Which it'll take you a good 20 minutes to get out of there.
Yeah, and we were parked in the swap meet.
It'll take you a good 40 minutes to get out of there.
Exactly. By the time we got there, I mean, like, I was like, oh, great, no smoke. I don't see any smoke. I don't smell anything. Not realizing at this point in time, it's been 45 minutes since I got the call.
Later, I got most of it put out. See, because I pulled around, I saw three fire trucks. I was like, oh, fuck, that's a lot.
Yeah. There was a total of five or six there at 30, easy 30 firemen there. Putting everything out.
James almost beat up the building inspector.
Yeah,
he was a dick anyway.
Yeah, that guy. I mean, I understand you have a job to do, but you know what? You might introduce yourself. Maybe wear some kind of ID, a badge.
Come
something.
To work in your fucking uniform.
His wife
was in the passenger seat of his
Jeep. Yeah, he showed up in his personal vehicle, did not say anything to anybody, just started walking in. It's like, look, listen, who the fuck are you again? Oh, you're the building inspector. Great. Next time I'm just going to count you as a looter and beat you to death with a baseball bat before I ask any fucking questions. Because I don't fucking know you and you don't have any ID on you. You're breaking the fucking law right now. You're trespassing. I don't give a fuck who you are.
And you're, you know, in, we'll say, a volatile mood at the time. I mean,
yeah, anything would have set right me the fuck you. Off right then.
So. Yeah, it would have been bad.
Yeah.
Thankfully, just for a quick sidetrack, though, I looked up some inspirational quotes to cheer you up, buddy.
Oh, I've got plenty, man. I've been, the whole time people come over kind of sad, I make them laugh. I mean, I think I've been in better spirits than most anyone else has, because, I mean... Man, bad shit has happened to me all my fucking life. At a certain point, you're just like, yeah, what? It's just another fucking day.
That was like the first thing you said to me when I walked up. I was like, told you, man. I got bad stories or something like that. I was like, jeez, man. Let's hear Isaac's bitch around you again.
Nobody can beat me in stories of fucking shit. You know, that's happened.
It's at the point now where we're just having a good time with it.
Might as well. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't like, go home, just pout.
You could, but you'll probably asphyxiate.
Yeah, eventually.
But you could always wake up every morning and tell yourself that you're a badass bitch from hell and that no one can fuck with you, and then don't let anyone fuck with you. That's a t-shirt.
Huh.
This is really long to be anything really inspirational.
I wanted a shirt that says bitch on it.
Okay. Words build bridges into unexplored regions. That's from Adolf Hitler. There you go.
The funny thing is, I used to post, like, things Hitler used to say that were kind of, like, inspirational and badass and stuff, and people never knew it was him.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful. It's just like, oh, that's great saying. Yeah, uh-huh. Hitler thought so, too.
Whoever said that must have been a great fucking guy, huh? As long as you have love in your heart, you'll never be alone.
Oh, no, fuck that. Yes, you will.
Not yeah. According to Charles Manson.
You can be alone. That's he also Charles. Thinks he might be God now, so we don't know.
What do you mean now? Now he just thinks he's immortal.
There you go. See that, too. I mean, he's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The writer is the engineer of the human soul. It's from Joseph Stalin. So, there you go. I think that'll help you.
I mean, Russia's doing pretty well right now.
I wouldn't say they're doing well, but they're doing stuff.
That kind of explains the whole complete crushing control over the press. Gotta control that architect.
Well, they say, like, comedy is the greatest tragedy. I mean, if you really think about it, what do you laugh at most? People's misfortune, somebody slipping and falling off a dock in the water, somebody getting hit in the dick with a baseball bat or something. I mean, this shit's funny, right?
Yeah. So your life is becoming the best comedy of all time.
I'm telling you, either one of two things is going to happen. I'm either going to write a comedy show and do stand-up, or I'm going to write a country song. One of the ways, I'm going to win. So
yeah, there you go.
James is the dick that life keeps hitting over and over again.
Yeah, and the only difference between a good day and a bad day is your attitude.
Yeah.
So the fact that your house burned down yesterday, it wasn't a bad day if you were in a good mood.
I try to be after, like, the first 15, 20 minutes. I was all right.
Yeah, you were pretty stone silent when I first got there, but it's not like I was expecting you to, like, working on, like, a type 5 comedy stand-up routine with the firefighters. Just walk up, you're standing at, like, the ashes, like, what's the deal with airline food, am I right? Oh, God, he's finally lost his shit.
No, we jumped out the car and forgot his son was in it. Then we looked at him, was like, I'm Chase. He was still in the car.
How long have you guys been there when I got there? Because he was still in the car when I got there.
As long as he wasn't still in the car rolling down the hill.
That was one of the things that did get to me, was, like, when we got there, he didn't get out.
Yeah. Right.
And then we, like, went back to check on him, and, like, he didn't get out because he's just... It broke him as soon as we pulled up. He had no idea. Now, I mean, he's fine now. He's kind of, you know, it's whatever, you know. We'll start over. We'll
now
do it again.
I feel like I need to go buy him a fidget spinner, though.
But, yeah, he's a... Yeah, he was broken at first, though. Mm. It destroyed him.
Yeah, I mean, what do you...
Which
what
hit
do you
me kind of hard. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But then you got to remember, I have sworn to only live free. Even if I find bitter in the taste of death, I don't want to die humiliated or deceived. It's by Osama bin Laden.
He was living in a cave. You know what? Worst comes to worst, I got a fucking camper with air conditioning, so fuck him.
You're better than Osama bin Laden.
Exactly.
Plus, you know, you're still alive.
That's good.
And that is why we are...
offer you the extra rooms in my house. Yeah. I'm glad you don't have to take them.
Wow.
No, they smell like dog.
It's all right, man.
It's better than smelling like smoke.
No, we've moved into my girl. She's got a full basement. It's all done. We're good. So.
Say the structure seems savable. It's just going to take a lot of time.
That's
why
I said,
work.
I mean, we're going to wait for all the shit to get back from the city and deal with all their bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I'm going to start cleaning it out, and I'm going to have it inspected, see if it's worth trying to rebuild or just tear it down, sell the motherfucker, and then start over somewhere else. So,
like, I was pissed they expected you to board it up.
Yeah, I had to board
it up. Why the fuck can the city or the fire department not board it up?
Yeah, thankfully, where you work supplied the wood.
Yeah,
because that shit's not that cheap.
So,
you wouldn't want them to. They had to do it. They'd charge you. It's just like anything. Like, if they were to cut your grass, $150.
Jeez.
They board your house?
No.
A few thousand?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That way he's doing with the Red Cross.
Yeah, anyways. It's fucked up because they were like, oh, I'm sorry. Your life basically just got shit on. You got to board up your house.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you don't do it today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, but I guess I'll get right on that.
But they were nice enough to call the Humane Society for the cat that it had passed. Like, I don't know.
Sorry, I don't need you to go throw my dead cat in a pile with other dead cats and burn it. Thank you. I'll bury it on my property.
My wife is she's convinced, and nobody else was standing by her, but when the building inspector showed up that you didn't like, you know how they had your cat wrapped up in a towel in front of your house? She's blind, but she heard him say, oh, what's that? Why is this laying here? And then wipe his feet on something? She's almost positive it was your dead cat.
It possibly was. Okay. He's a douchebag.
Yeah, it was like a real dick move.
It's technically illegal for you to bury your cat on...
No, it's not. It's my property. No, I've done it before. You know how many animals are buried there?
We told the Humane Society and the fire department we buried the cat. We're doing like, okay, that's fine. You can do what you want.
I mean, yeah. They might have not cared, but...
Have you never seen Pet Cemetery?
It's not a pet cemetery. We're good. It's not it might be Indian property. I don't know. I mean, if we see Blue in a week and we understand what happened,
I've seen Blue the entire night last night. He haunted my dreams.
Yeah.
You always dream about pussy.
I don't even like cats, but Blue was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Blue didn't seem to like anybody. Like, he wouldn't come near me.
I held him
up
for the Lion King pose once. I mean, I was bleeding afterwards, but it was cool.
He'll give you a scar for that one.
Yeah. Rafiki, you ain't, man.
No, he was Scar afterwards.
Success is like being pregnant. Everyone says congratulations, but nobody knows how many times you were fucked. So there you go, buddy.
it's like people come by, they're like, you know, and they have the silly questions like, what happened? Oh, my fucking house caught on fire. What do you think happened?
Smoke came from nowhere.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't sacrifice in a goat.
Yeah,
right?
I wasn't hanging out with a human torch. He didn't come by for a visit.
Didn't you hear? We just selected a new pope.
Yeah.
Because the smoke got the thing.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, I was bugging my wife doing the whole rub your feet on the carpet and chalk her bit, and I just rubbed too hard.
She died.
Yeah, they come by, what happened? Well, house burned down, guys.
How did I stumble into inspirational Winnie the Pooh quotes? I feel like I took a wrong turn somewhere.
You know, read
but the things that make me different are the things that make me.
What? Me.
But it seems like
no, that was it.
There should be a second me there.
Make me.
Yeah,
that's too many me's.
That would be proper.
I don't know.
Or me, what I am, one of the two.
When you like your work, every day is a holiday.
Man, fuck Winnie the Pooh.
Sorry,
Eeyore always had it right.
And Igor, too.
Igor is the guy that helped...
yeah, I know, I like Igor.
...build Frankenstein?
I'm Igor.
Okay.
Fuck Igor.
Why fuck Igor?
Why not?
I mean, he's dead.
I think he liked his job for the most part.
Until he got strangled to death by an undead freak of nature, yeah. Yeah, he did, Chris. I think his name was...
So I guess we're being happy and shit.
Fuck, anyways. Yep. I mean, he was horribly deformed.
I'm pretty sure his name's not Igor either. It's Eeyore.
You know, and we're getting like a lot of support from people, but they don't understand. They're like offering me all kinds of stuff. They're like, oh, we found a couch and love seat.
Hey, James, I got a dishwasher.
You know, with appliances and stuff. And I'm like, that's great. Where the fuck am I going to put it? Right. I don't have a house anymore, guys. I don't have a place to put it now. It ain't like I just bought someplace. No, the place I has gone.
I tried to bring you some ironic cookies.
Burnt snickerdoodles. Burnt your house down. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, what he made them at my house. I forgot them in the oven while the house is burning down.
Yeah, I pulled these out of your kitchen. Isn't this fucked up?
The food it set on 375. I'm not sure what's going on here.
I mean, the living room and the kitchen basically burnt.
Yep.
Like, nothing is there. The fridge, still cold.
It was still fucking cold on the
inside. Pop out of it.
Yeah, I drank a wild cherry Pepsi, and he kept on offering
people
a sandwich.
We're in a smoking house drinking a cold pop out of the fridge.
Yeah. I mean... It was still cold on the inside. It amazed me. Everything else, like to the point where 5 foot away from it, further in away from where the fire would have been, further into the house, it would have been farther away from the fire than the refrigerator, was my fucking microwave, which is now almost melted over my stove. So,
But that pop was delicious. And he's like, no, the sandwich is from Burger King. I just got it yesterday. It's still good, guys. And I was like, no, we're good. Like, we're covered in soot. I mean, we're damn near in blackface at this point. Accidentally, of course.
Never.
And he's like, no, just eat this finger food. It'll be fine.
I'm sure. I think they went around and just started breaking windows out of my house for the fun of it.
Yeah.
At one point in time.
They broke the one out of Amaris' room, and I don't think it was ever really on fire.
No, there was no need for it. Yeah. There was an air conditioner unit that wasn't plugged in. They just yanked it out of the window and broke the window out.
Yeah, I cut the cord on that air conditioner. Sorry, man. Because it was hanging out of the house, but it was still plugged into the fucking wall. And we had to board up that window, so I just fucking cut through it real quick.
That's fine. It was no good anymore.
Oh, I don't think so, man. Yeah.
What, the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It melted front. Oh. Or well, destroyed front. It just looked like they kicked it out, maybe. It was just broken front, and I was like, fuck it, it's done.
If you turn on the air conditioner, it would be like a black antiquing.
Yeah.
Can we review some beer?
We can do some beer.
Yeah. All right, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Beer review.
We did miss out on some good review beer because we had some Keystone. Or was it Keystone?
Yeah.
It's Keystone in there. That survived the fire, didn't explode, so we were going to try to grab it, but forgot it.
Maybe next week.
Oh, that would have been great.
My other Game of Thrones beer I got as a gift, it like started to explode, but the metal held it in and kept the bottle solid, because, you know, anything under pressure like that, those bottles are specially designed for pressure.
But the cork had like melted to the side
and
shit.
Yeah, the cork had broken to the point where, because it started pushing it out, I was able to shake it up and turn it upside down, and it's forced part of the cork out of the way and started spraying out.
Like champagne, man. It was a good time. You should have been there.
Like you're saying.
So we poured it out for the house. And
he did. He poured one out for his homies.
What's going on? You didn't even let me know.
We were busy. Technically, man, I didn't really let a lot of people know because I kind of kept it under wraps for right now because I've got to take inventory of everything and just kind of see where I'm at before I, you know, let everybody know. Because, I mean, if I've learned anything from politics, it's like get all of your fucking shit in a row before you start asking questions.
I could have helped board up.
Oh, sorry, man. We had it on schedule. Dude, I had to get it done right then anyway. So
this week, I think we have a Canadian beer that we've tried before.
We tried Labatt's Apple. I don't remember trying regular Labatt Blue.
I think Bradley brought this to the podcast
before.
Don't
call him that. What is wrong with you? Well, he's B-Rad, you dickhead.
B-Rad. There you go.
Bradley.
But, sorry. I don't know. I don't think he would. I think he's always went for high quality.
Can we agree that we've had it before? Can we agree with that we've all had this before?
I've never had it. If we haven't tried it on the podcast,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-mm. Toast?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever had it.
Seems like a pretty easy one
light,
to the House
burnt.
Of Yams.
Yeah, to the House of Yams.
Toast, light, not burnt.
It ain't falling yet.
It's a little sharded.
It's a Canadian Budweiser. All right.
Yep. My banner still rings high, so I'm not worried.
Dude, I was watching it. Me and Chris were working. This is probably a month ago at this point. We were working on a Cutlass. And we had to get the driver's seat out. But it was put in a way where you couldn't get tools on the bolts.
Well, it was an electric seat, and the motor was completely locked
out. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
So
I took to the internet to find out if there's an easier way to do it. And I found Canadians on YouTube. And I want to go to Canada now.
Oh, Canadians are great.
He's like, oh, well, don't you know, we were in the shop, and these two guys just walked in. I was like, get out of here, you two goofs. I was like, that's adorable. You two goofs. It's like, oh, man, they never showed me how to get the seat out, but I still thoroughly enjoy the video. I think I watched all 10 minutes of it while Chris was waiting on me to find information.
Chris got that seat out, though. I sawzalled that bitch.
There you go.
There's a video. It's just a day in the life of a Canadian. And it's a guy literally just in his cul-de-sac talking to people, random people on the street. And, like, everybody's cool as fuck.
That's
everybody.
Awesome.
Okay. And he goes up, he's like, hey, you want to go get high? Like, I got a little bit in the back, you know? And they're like, yeah, why not, you know? And they just take off, you know? It's like, fuck, yeah, wow. Canada, let's go.
Yeah, because, like, here's just like, hey, man, buy my meth or I'm going to stab you in the fucking face.
And that's the thing. That's all you ever hear. That's the worst thing. You're like, oh, he got beat with a hockey stick or, yeah, they got stabbed, but that's it, man. We've had, what, 6 shootings in a week here in Marion alone.
I mean, the one guy got stabbed, but now they're best friends. He baked them a cake, don't you know? Like, wow.
I think I would enjoy Canada.
He's like, hey, stabbed him over the last beer. Turns out another sick back in the back, eh?
Everybody's
good.
You know? They got married last week. It was weird.
Just keep the knife in. We'll keep drinking. It's cool.
I don't mind this.
No, it's not bad.
For some reason.
No. It's smooth. There and gone. Kelly, no like?
No, I like...
You're shaking your head.
I was agreeing, not bad.
Oh, yeah, so you're silently shaking your head no. I'm like, oh.
Everyone that kept pulling up at the fire the other day, I kept asking if they had trunk beer. I was like, fuck, I'm sitting there watching like my best friend's house burn down. I was like, I need a beer. Like, for real.
I think Chris was more stressed out yesterday than I was, because it's like at a certain point where, like I said, I mean, I have so many bad things happen, you know, my whole childhood. I mean, 14 years of that shit was awful.
And you loved your childhood.
Oh, yeah, you know, fucking, you know, had to bury my best friend, you know, fucking all kinds of crazy shit. You know, I moved out of my house with nothing when I was 14 years old, so, you know, fuck, I can, I made this in 17, I can do it again. Mm-hmm. So.
But our father-in-law showed up.
Yeah.
And he has this magic power of being able to pull a Keystone Light out of anywhere. Maybe it his own butt. Because
he doesn't go anywhere without packing a cooler.
Yeah,
he's like, prepared.
It was weird because he walked up and there was nothing in his hands. I turned around, turned right back. Keystone Ice in a koozie.
Mm-hmm. Where'd 16 it come ounce, from? I think, too.
No, they're the small cans. And then, like, he drank one, he gave your wife one, and then he gave Chris one, and they looked at me and walked off. Dick move.
It's all right.
It's just weird. Like, I'm pretty sure if you blink hard enough, he'll have a beer in his hands. I want that power.
Oh, speaking of powers, so we set up in the swap meet at Ducktail, yes, which we discussed before.
It's pretty much a giant rummage.
Right.
Yep. Car
and
rummage.
I had
a broom with rednecks.
I had that stock car that I'd picked up. I was trying to sell it. Mm-hmm. Turns out, stock car was kind of a piece of shit. Turns out it was completely outdated.
This is too old.
I don't know shit about it, so it wasn't really worth anything. And once I found that out, I seen these three young, I say there's probably 19, 20, 21 at the most. Mm-hmm. Redneck kids. I'm talking no shirts, Chevy emblem tattoos that look like needle poke tattoos on their arms.
Prison style.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had this Camaro set for drag race. I was like, that's more up my alley of shit. And I talked to them and they came and looked at the car and stuff. And I'm talking to the dude and he's holding his drink. And I keep looking at his thumb. I'm like, what the fuck is up with his thumb? And then I seen the fingernail. It was real thick, and it was curled over. Because it was a fucking ingrown toenail, and it was a fucking big toe.
What?
He had lost his thumb. He was holding his pop with a toe.
He had toe hand?
He had toe finger.
He had toe finger?
Toe finger. It's like tofu,
that's
but toe finger.
That's the only thing I can think of. Because
actually, it tastes better, though. It's weird.
Because then, like, I'm sitting there talking to this dude, and I'm looking at my thumb. I'm looking at his thumb. I'm like...
They don't match. They're different.
Hey man, what the
it's not a racial thing because he's white too. I don't know. Understand?
Like,
but they're different.
Off? You see Chris kick off his shoe and hold his foot up to the guy's hand. That's what it is.
Out of all these things, which one doesn't belong?
It's one of those toe fingers. That's fucked up.
Seems like a or foot sloth.
Fingers. I think I'd just go without a thumb.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. You need a thumb. That's what makes
you
it.
Have another hand.
So this guy lost the thumb. And he's
now he's lost a toe as well.
He's went out. No, he went out on the black market. And, you know, he got gypped.
Do you think that's what happened to our dad's toe?
They sold him a toe.
Do you think it's a thumb now? Is that like toe heaven? You get to become a finger when you die.
I would hope so.
if you're a good toe in life, when you die, you get to move on up to the.
You didn't get stubbed too many times.
Move on up with a thumbs up. Yeah.
Then what does a dick start out with? How many times you gotta die before you become a dick? Because I figured that's the end game, right?
I mean, you think so?
Yeah.
Chris, how many times did you die?
What do you mean?
You're a dick.
Well, yeah, but...
I think we just cracked reincarnation.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, at least seven. Be like the highest form? I mean, wouldn't the dick be like the highest?
That's what Chris thinks, but you're stuck in pants all day. You get really sweaty.
Like you're a big old honking nose for
a
while.
It's like working construction.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the be-all, end-all.
Then what is the tongue?
No, because you get bit all the time.
I think I'm going to stick with toe finger.
Really?
That's pretty. You get out of the stinky sock and shoe, and you get fresh air. You get to jerk things off.
You get to pick your nose.
You get to pick not with your thumb. How big's your fucking nostril, you animal?
He probably gets that fucker stuck in there.
How many times have you failed at picking your own?
Yeah, normally you don't do it with the thumb, but you know, if you got to grip your face or you know extra leverage, you just get it up in there.
He picks his nose like he's holding a bowling ball.
Yeah.
You let the pinky nail grow like this. There you go.
I don't do that much coke, Kelly.
I don't pick my nose that often.
Didn't think we discovered your problem.
Not enough cocaine.
And that's why you're fat.
And the other thing that got me, it was honestly, with people, is they're like, oh, at least nobody was home. Well, first off, my cousin was home, and he almost burned to death.
I heard your wife say that exact same thing, though. I was like, Mandy Josh was here. And it's like, he's fine, though.
But it's like, if I would have been home, it happened at like 11 o'clock. Guess where I would have been on a fucking, my day off on a Saturday at 11 o'clock? I would have probably been sitting at my fucking Xbox watching the TV, playing Destiny 2 that I had just got, playing a fucking game on my TV. I think I would have noticed him. Maybe my house wouldn't have burned down.
You could turn off the breaker or something.
Yeah. I could have just unplugged the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, anything. And yank the cord.
I don't know. This might be too soon, but I pitched in like $3 or $4 on Destiny 2. I'm going to need that back.
Yeah, as soon as I go take my Xbox in. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to take that melted-ass Xbox One in and tell them they're getting their fucking Destiny 2's inside of it. I want my replacement. I paid my $3 insurance for.
And this, I mean, I saw just a melted heap of shit, and I had to ask James what it was. He's like, oh, that's my Xbox. So you're going to take it in there. They're going to think it's a black box from a fucking airplane.
Yeah, like, that's what it looks like.
Is there a terrorist attack recorded on this? I don't. Why would I want this?
But yeah,
black
my
boxes aren't actually black.
And it's like I finally got a black entertainment stand, and I had all black consoles. Everything fucking matched finally. My TV, my consoles, everything fucking matched. And now it's super black.
Hey, it's black. It still matches. Everything so, still
yeah,
matches.
It all matches now. Yeah, very, definitely.
Your whole house is uniform, man. Yeah.
To be fair, it was my TV.
So what was the ignition point that you say you could have just unplugged?
The TV.
It was the TV?
That's the end story here I'm going to get to in all just right. a second. But what was plugged into, I had the upper plugged into a surge protector that had my TV and my Xbox One plugged into it. The lower unit had my modem plugged into it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. All right. And so the funny thing is, here's the funny thing, okay? 30 minutes before my cousin calls me and tells me my house is on fire, which I replied to, what part of the house? And he's like, the whole thing. I'm like, okay, the whole fucking house is on fire. Okay. But 30 minutes beforehand, Spectrum. I go through Spectrum to get my internet. I just dropped all my cable and all my bullshit to go down to Spectrum. I dropped it used to be $160, $170 bill. Jeez. For cable and all the shit. I was like, fuck this. We're not home enough. We're too busy. We'll get internet. I'll get Hulu. I'll get Netflix. Cut our bill down to $45.
That's what I do, yeah.
Perfect.
That's
okay.
What I do.
He, this guy from Spectrum calls me. He's like, hey, you guys got internet. Would you thinking about cable? We're dropping the price on the cable packages. I'm like, you know, to like $100 or $90 or something. I'm like, you know what, bud? I just got rid of cable. I just have internet. I got Hulu. I got Netflix. That works perfect for me. I don't need your cable. Thank you, but no thank you. I'm good with what I have. 30 minutes later, I get a call. My house is fucking burned down.
Oh, we'll see about that.
More or less. 30 minutes later, I get a call. My house burned down. And I'm telling you, they did something to my modem to overload it and cause it to overheat and burn down.
Don't fuck with a cable company, son.
Yeah, I mean, so if they offer you cable, take it, or they're gonna burn your fucking house down.
It's either that, or it was a karma fire because
my theory. Yeah,
because the TV that I gave him or loaned him or whatever.
You can have it back now. Don't be a dick about it, man.
Yeah, the whole metal tray that's left, that was the
mounting frame.
Might have
fell off the truck at a Walmart.
We did not fall off the truck with it or anything. It was someone else.
It was a gift.
It was a co-worker that just, like, professionally stole televisions from Walmarts and just gave them away.
Hey, whatever.
And that motherfucker gave Chris one. I didn't get shit. But also, my house didn't catch on fire, so.
I dog-sipped for him for, like, 3 days.
Which we did a really bad job of.
Oh, yeah, we suck. Like, me and James
were so bad at dog sitting, he probably should have just not let us in his house to sit the dog. He should have just let the dog go.
We fucked this dude's house up.
What?
Fucking chair. The dog ate the chair.
The entire house.
It fucking ate anything and get in his mouth. It shit everywhere.
What kind of dog was it?
We were gone for 3 hours. We went over there, let it out, fed the motherfucker. Apparently, he got really pissed. We'd get him the wrong dog food or something. I don't know. But that son of a bitch was angry. We come back 3 hours later to check on him again. He's ate the fucking couch. He's ate the chair. He ate the fucking footstool and shit. It was fucking everywhere. The pillow, everything. Shit on everything he could find. It was fucking ridiculous. We're like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck happened?
He's like, wow, good job, guys. Here's a television.
The dog ate the cage. I had to take the dog to my house and lock it in the garage.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know. Dumb.
It was a boxer, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
It had to be something fairly big.
It had to be, like, the dumbest boxer, because those dogs are smart. This one was, like, he was the down boxer. So
he was a bit of a Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, so, like, the 3 days of dog sitting, or 4 days, I got paid with a brand new LG 50-inch flat screen.
Did you even clean up the shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, we cleaned up.
With an LG matching surround sound system, Blu-ray player, and I think there was something else in there.
Yeah.
All yeah. still brand new in the boxes.
He was like mentally handicapped Oprah. You know, you get a TV, you get a TV. I'm going to jail.
I didn't even ask where that shit came from. I just packed it all in that piece of shit Mustang and drove off.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Why would you ask?
Yeah, we didn't ask questions.
I mean, you think he would have stole a couch? You know? He probably did. Never mind. I ran into him probably a month ago. Mm-hmm. He grew hair, which is weird because I always thought he like went bald. No.
Choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, jail, but choice. Don't they shave you when you go in?
No.
Prisons. Some do.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I've never heard that anywhere.
I watch a lot of Locked Up.
Okay.
You badass. I watched a half an episode of Oz. So, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, they keep you kind of clean cut that way. They don't have to worry about lice and shit, dude.
I watched American Me.
I don't know what that is. But,
some guy gets screwed with a knife.
I know. Dahmer? In Oz, you get to see what's that guy's name? He's from SVU.
Stabler.
Yeah, Mahoney. Christopher Mahoney's butthole. Yeah, you get to see his butthole in that movie.
How is it?
Or a show? It's a show. I watched a half an episode. I didn't see that one. I'm just. Yeah. I'm sure it was solving crimes though.
Yeah. I bet there was semen left there.
that butthole looks funny. Is that a kneecap? Man, he's got a kneecap butthole. I'm assuming you can exchange any body part. Now. Right. Personally, I'd get an eye right there. An eyeball, just staring at people when I bend over, right?
Brown eye. Put the true meaning in the brown eye. But it's got to be blue, honestly. It's got to be a blue eye, so.
You think so?
That's yeah, that way it goes off. Yeah.
It's like if you're a really shitty eyeball, like mom's fucked up eye.
It's going to be
when
a
it dies, it's going to be an asshole.
It's been dead for a couple years now, Chris. That's why it's fucked up.
Then I don't want to see her asshole.
Whoa. Why would you want to? Couple things. Actually, that reminds me of a story. Second off, gross, dude. It's fucking gross. Anyways, I got interesting.
It kind of reminds me of a story too. How your mother over fucking shares information. Okay.
Yeah. Same here.
All right.
My story relates.
So, it's probably the same fucking story I'm thinking of.
Does it involve my dad's cornhole
suppository?
Yes. All right. Yeah. Good. You heard this too.
I told you she fucking overshares, bro.
No joke. So I got a call from Chris and I's mother.
Hey, sorry, Jay. I know your house is burned down, but my husband's asshole, man. Like,
I don't know how to put it in a suppository, but he wants me to.
James would have been like, no, your day was worse. Your day was worse. So I get a call. First off, she called me to tell me that she visited our grandmother in the nursing home who has dementia. And she walked in, and our grandma was like, hey, when's my mom coming? And our mom, being the fucking genius, was like, soon. Even though she's been dead for, I don't know, fucking 15, 20 years. And then all of a sudden, like, even the dementia-riddled mind of our grandma was like, wait, she's dead, isn't she? And mom was like, yeah, she died a couple of years ago. I was like, I miss her. And mom was like, yeah, I miss her too. And then she stared at her mom right in there and was like, will you miss me when I die? And mom was like, what? I was like, you say yes, mom. You don't fucking question it. Just went,
yes, of course.
God. And then she's like, and then I was walking, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning. And
well, unless it's my mom, then I tell her no, but... I mean, let's be honest. Also, not even tried to reach out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't want her to. I mean, honestly, I don't want her to.
So, what kind of help would she offer?
Please don't. If just in case she's like secretly listens, please don't fucking do that. Okay?
Could you imagine?
I don't fucking want that.
I can't imagine her working a smartphone.
Somebody else had to do it for her, I'm sure. But her old man, I don't think he's smart enough to do it either. Mm. He'd get confused. I mean, I watched that man one day open up. Moon pie. Okay. Like the little crunch.
A moon pie. Oh,
no, a star crunch. There you go. Star crunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Opened up a star crunch, threw the fucker in the trash, and put literally the wrapper was in his fucking mouth before he fucking realized what's going on. No, I'm shitting you not. I witnessed James, this happen. Okay.
How many times have I done some shit like that, though?
You did it with fireworks in my truck. That's beside the point. You fucking lit one, threw it on the ground, threw the pack out the fucking window, and you're like, fuck, and start stomping it out.
Fucking idiot.
But it exploded in the truck anyways, we're driving down the fucking road.
Kicking it didn't work.
I think I lit it, threw the lighter out the window, and dropped the bottle rocket.
He thought the firecracker was a cigarette stuck in his mouth. He was like, not like this, buddy, don't end it like this. Anyways, back to my dad's cornhole.
Yeah.
She's like, I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, and your dad was... Well, he asked me to put a suppository in for him, and I'm like, Mom, why are you telling me this? She's like, well, I didn't enjoy it. I don't want you to enjoy it either. I was like...
Well, she started telling Chris the fucking story, and I was standing there. I was waiting for her to ask him to do it. I'm like, this is going to be interesting. This shit's going on YouTube. You better fucking believe this is going to be on YouTube.
I will do it one way and one way only. with a paintball gun.
It's in.
It's like tranking
him. Deep.
It's, no, it'd be very deep. Comes out his fucking nostril.
Starts shitting out his nose.
Yeah. My exact words were, "Mom, tell him next time he asks you to do anything like that, just say your butthole, your problem." That's a pretty easy way to live life, I think. But I was like, why? This phone call didn't have to happen. None of this was important information.
She called you.
She called me to tell me those two things. I'm like, shut up, Mom. Just shut up. Oh, man. But yeah, so yeah. You're right. She shares way too much information.
Yeah, that was a little too much.
Yeah.
I was just saying I was thankful that no one was injured because I kept ammunition in the house. I own a gun. It was in the house as well because I was going out, big group of people. I try not to carry it too often in a big situation like that because I know, you know, nothing's really going to happen that I'm going to need a gun where there's 10,000 people around. So, right. You know, but no, I had, you know, close to 1,000 rounds of ammo probably in the house between shotgun ammo, pistol ammo, things like that. Jeez. And literally where the TV was, next to it was my shoe rack and then was a table, end table that sat next to my big comfy chair I had. R.I.P. Big Comfy Chair.
R.I.P. Big Comfy Chair.
And in the bottom drawer of that stand is where I kept a lot of extra ammo. Because I kept my gun there on top, and that
there's
ammo got
159 millimeter rounds, I think, in there, and some shotgun shells.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. And then plus the ammo I had in my bug-out bag, which is just on the outside of the living room, in my tool room. Oh, so, yeah.
The ammo in your daughter's room?
The ammo in my daughter's room for her gun.
Statement to put out there on the internet?
I mean,
yeah.
She does. She owns a gun. I mean, it's fine. She, you know, she's female. She owns a gun. She knows how to use it. Probably better than I know how to use mine, because she's a killer shot with a pistol.
Oh, really? I'm a terrible
she's
shot.
A badass yeah. Shot with that gun she has.
Oh, wow.
She was, I think she outshot Chris that one day. They both went with it.
With hers, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a good
bitch.
Shot.
Yeah.
So, but none of that went out. She had a couple hundred rounds of, you know, 22 ammo, because that's what she has, 22 Smith & Wesson.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's on the 1911 frame, so.
Right, yeah, the Colt.
Sweet.
You know, and, you know, I have my Glock and stuff. My Glock's fine. It survived, because, you know, Glocks survive everything.
Yes. So, you said it was right there on the table?
It was on my nightstand, where I had left it, not 3 foot away from a melted lamp in a warped TV. So, I mean, chose guns perfect. I mean, Glock's the way to go. But, yeah, and I'm just glad nobody got hurt because, like I said, where the TV and it started, next to it was my shoe rack, and next to that is the table. Well, you guys went in and got the drawers out of the table because some of the stuff in there is not too bad. Like, you know. But the front of the table literally looked like a log you would pull out of a fucking last night's campfire.
Yeah.
Jeez. It was burnt so bad it had the weird grid-like marks that wood make when they burn solid to ash coal. It had that on the front of it. Literally. And right inside it was where the ammo was. So, like I said, I'm glad nobody got hurt there.
It was ammo and a 3DS.
Because that would have made somebody have a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like our friend Brad Kakanal? Is that his last name?
No,
Brad. Wrong Brad?
I don't,
what is Brad's
what
last name?
What is Brad's last name?
Which Brad?
Walmart Nikki's Brad. Friend.
Nikki's
Brad.
Oh, Mr. Uppercrust the Third, guys. Oh, you forget so soon.
Okay,
he was great.
I'm sorry.
I mean, he still is probably
alive.
Think he's still alive.
Which one am I thinking of?
Kirkland? You're thinking of the one that was, he's in the Army now.
Oh, yeah,
he's
the one that used to have the MDX and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
XDS.
I know. Whatever. Yeah, because it's a slim.
Is it MDX? Isn't that a drug, MDX?
Might be, I don't know. MDA. Not one I do.
Something. Sounds like a wrestling group.
No, I would know if that were the case.
And he was telling us about how he was busy today and he had a bad day and how he worked in produce. I'm like, really? You had a bad day, huh?
Oh, that's the Brad you were talking about.
And
I thought you were
Brad,
talking about B-Rad.
Talking,
or
no,
Bradley,
me.
Apparently, as he's called now, Chris.
Sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, he was telling us how bad his day was. I'm like, really? Well, let me fucking tell you what.
He was complaining that he had to look at lettuce all day?
Yeah, he was in produce and stuff. He worked at Walmart. I understand. That's kind of bad. But... And then I just broke it down to him. He's like, God damn. He's like, you know, I kind of feel like an ass now.
That was
I'm like,
point.
Sorry, man. I was like, you got to learn, no matter what, how bad anything is for you, just come talk to me. I'm going to tell you a story that's way worse. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel better about yourself, and you're going to go back to doing what you're doing, happy about it.
Just last episode, I was like, does anybody think it's weird that James uses his terrible childhood as a weapon too often? Now he's got a whole new clip of ammo, man.
Yes.
Like, remember one time my house burnt down? Yeah, we were there, man. Fucking sucked, didn't it?
I told you, they can't take me down other ways. It has to be a natural disaster that tries to take me out.
And it missed you, man.
It
just wrong
me.
Time, right?
Yeah. Can't take it down. Can't bake this fucking potato.
Can't do it.
That was weird. I thought it was odd that he was wrapped in tinfoil. But
I think we got the title for the show.
What?
Can't bake this fucking potato.
I always put hold my something. I can't hold my make this potato.
Hold my baked potato.
Oh, there you go. Winner. All right. See? All right. You made it there.
But yeah, so yeah, I just had to give him some shit. Just break him down a little bit, let him know, yeah.
I just imagine,
like, still the champ, bro.
Oh, yeah, you were produce, huh? Wow, that does suck. You know what else sucks? My fucking house! It burned down, you asshole!
And I did realize
something. You should ask for his address and threaten to go burn his house down.
I did realize something. The asbestos siding I have on my house doesn't burn. It's unburnable.
That's a weird thing to brag about.
And you know what? I think I have two or three more boxes of it downstairs that I used to use to repair the siding.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I'm done, I'm going to put it in between my layers of my roof or my wall so I know it never burns down again.
Okay.
I'm going to have fire shielding with
asbestos. It's a pretty solid plant.
Is it?
I mean, yeah. I think as long as we're not licking it, I think we're good. I don't have to handle it
too much.
I think
it's a breathing in thing.
Well, no, you just paint it.
Unless you're smashing it with a hammer or something, you're fine.
Yeah, it's not flaking away because it's stone.
I don't know, man. I was told to buff an asbestos tile floor once, and my boss told me, hey, be careful. And the last thing you want to do is break one. I was like, oh, okay.
We wasn't buffing it. We was heating them up with a torch and getting them to lay flat again.
Oh, that's right. Good times, man.
Yeah.
Being I asked for a mask. He
but
said
yeah,
no.
It didn't break where the fire, like, literally. I mean, did you see the picture somebody took? I seen it later on. It kind of aggravated me at first.
Oh, it pissed me the fuck off as soon as I saw it.
Somebody rolled by, took a picture of my fucking house, and put it on the internet instantly. I think it was probably up before I even fucking knew about
it. Yeah, that's really shitty.
And I was kind of pissed. I'm like, and they showed me who it was, and I'm like, you know, we can go by his house because I can find out where this dude lives. I find out where anybody lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have enough people, know enough people, I will fucking find where you live. And just go by, take by a couple pictures of his house, Photoshop some fire on it, and email them to him, see how he likes it. You know,
post it right
maybe
there on
wait
the same
till
Facebook
his kids
group.
Are like maybe outside playing, Photoshop them on fire to him. Just not even like a distressful, like they're chasing a balloon, smiles on their face.
Blue's
just
on
fire.
Fire.
Everything's on fire. They're just happy as hell running around the yard. Or wait till he's outside. Make him on fire too, you know? be a dick.
That makes it sound like you're just going to light him on fire, though.
When he posted his picture, what was the caption?
Oh, it just, because it's where we found it was a place they call
it was the Scanner Freaks where I read that one stuff off of.
Yeah, Scanner Grant County Scanner Freaks.
Like a place blotter.
And it's just people who sit around and listen to it and then post it on Facebook for everybody else to know. It kind of gets information out there, and I understand. That's why I kind of wasn't so aggravated about it later. Within minutes, before I ever got there, because I never seen the fire like it was, before I got there, before I got to see anything, there's pictures online, which...
Yeah.
The dude didn't know what had happened. The whole family could have been inside and, like, not made it.
No
as far
idea.
As this guy knew, the guy's just snapping pictures and putting it on the internet. Yeah. That it's,
just make sure it wasn't a post that was like, pray for these people.
It was, like the first couple comments are.
Yeah.
I
the first couple
like,
comments
fuck those motherfuckers.
Was, that's exactly what it was. Well, prayers for family, this and that. I'm like, well, everybody's been cool. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Cause a ruckus. I'm not going to be a dick. You know, I'm going to
I probably would have been a dick.
I have other things that are more important than worry about this one dude on the internet.
Right. I don't know. I think I'm going to find the post and just add a bunch of, like, fucked up comments. Like, I hope they didn't make it. fuck these motherfuckers and their stupid fucking asses.
But have you heard his podcast?
He's got a shitty podcast.
Oh, man, I know him. He's got a shitty podcast again. Fuck that guy.
God, thank God that's over with.
He's a fucking potato. Who cares? Potatoes don't have emotions or feelings.
But, like shortly on, people I knew seen it and they post on it and stuff. And so... Like, I just leave it be. But, yeah, it was just kind of crazy. I'm like, at the time, it just kind of, it was like, it's kind of fucked up. But now, in hindsight, it's whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
you're not important enough for me to waste time getting upset about
it. That's
true,
yeah.
So, I seen this crazy-ass article online. This dude bought a 12-gauge shotgun pump online.
Yep. Used to have one. Not because I lost it because of fire, but my crackhead father sold it. So, I mean, that's a different story on a different day. So, we'll go back to what you were saying. You found the guy bought one online.
He's just successful. Honestly, it sucks now, but it sucked back then, too. I can prove it. Hold on.
It's not the same thing, though. You know?
I can also say there's been days in your life where you wish your dad would have had this shotgun. Because when he got it, I don't know if it was, like, a prank or if they're trying to, like, seriously kill someone. It was rigged, you know where you load in the shells?
Yeah.
There was another chamber up above it, loaded with a .380 round.
Oh, shit.
And you pulled the trigger when it went off.
Towards the person firing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
The dude took the gun out, shot it, and it misfired. He broke it down and found it.
It's not a prank. He bought the Elmer Fudd edition.
Is that it?
Yeah, you gotta read the fine print, man.
Yeah.
Did he get the Wesley Wabbit, though?
No, Gundy. I mean, did he tell the police about this?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
They arrest the people?
I don't
because,
know.
Because, I mean, that is some serious fucked up shit. Uh-huh. Trapping things is illegal. Oh, you are not allowed to set booby traps. You can't
what
do
are
that.
What are their fun ones?
So there's that dude here in Indiana that got, like, life because these people kept breaking into his house. So he rigged a shotgun to shoot him in the leg. Mm-hmm. He got tipped to murder.
Yep.
Well, okay, what if you do, like, a fun one, though? Like, okay, you set up a bear trap, right? Like, let's say somebody's trying to break into the studio, right?
And they run into a bear.
Right. We just drop a bear on him. Yeah. We set up a bear trap, and as soon as it catches their leg, we make Kelly suck their dick. Right? Then it's probably illegal, right?
I don't do that.
No, that's like
well, those other things people, in rape. I mean, and you got those like one people who left a purse on a car outside, and like this foreigner, he was from Germany, he was over here on a student visa, was walking, seen it, grabbed it, and was walking into the garage and was going to tell them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they shot him because they said the reason they did is because he was stealing. Other people seen it. They got it for fucking like bait and entrapment and then, you know, murder on top of it. Because you're not allowed to set traps. Died. Yeah, he died.
Damn.
So, I mean, it's crazy shit like that. People do some dumbass shit. And when you're doing dumbass shit like that, you need to be held accountable for it.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
You know, a prank would be like, oh, you shoot it, and then an air horn goes off and never stops, you know, for an hour. You have a gun that's just being a fucking dickhead in the corner.
Hold on. I think I might have interpreted that differently than you meant, but I just pictured somebody setting up a prank where they run up, shoot someone in the head, kill them, and then blow an air horn in their ear even though they're dead.
No, I'm talking like he had the where he would shoot it and the shell would go off. No, you just have an air horn that goes off for an hour.
That's not nearly as bad.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying you there's pranks, and then there's just, you know,
you know what would be a good one, though? You know what would be a good one?
Let's just make this a shoot from the hip. Let's come up with some fun pranks, fellas.
That involve guns?
I think we've done this before, but yes, let's involve guns in all of them.
Okay.
All right.
Well, before we do that, I was like, you know how many hundreds of guns I've owned and then sold without ever firing?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
what if I would have had that gun in my possession and then I sold it to him? And I'd have to try and prove I never fired the fucking thing, or I never tampered with it.
And take it apart and fingerprint and be like, look, my fingerprints are nowhere on the inside of this. Somebody
I feel like
someone
that's going to booby trap a gun like knows how to surpass the fucking government forensics.
Probably.
Yeah, but Elmer Fudd. Like, come on, man.
So Elmer Fudd shows up at your door. FBI. That was the worst Elmer Fudd impression ever.
It's all right. I'm pretty sure he didn't like Mexicans, so it's okay to make fun of him in his voice.
Yeah, no, he just didn't like rabbits.
Well, yeah, because they were a different
rabbits.
Color.
Anything that starts with an R, really. So if your name starts with an R, then he probably didn't like it.
Where was he always trying to get
to? Like Ricardo.
Roberto.
Oh, Ricardo. Oh, man, I had the same speech impediment when I was a kid, though. Am I Elmer Fudd?
A little bit.
No, you're just racist. Well,
no, you still have some hair, at least.
Hey, just a little bit, yeah.
Wacist.
Wow, he's being a bit of a wacist. So I think I've talked about the podcast before. I had to take a class where my big exam to get like free from it, I think to graduate is probably the term I was looking for, was to say railroad properly. And today, I still have to concentrate to pronounce an R properly. Otherwise, it's Wellwood. Hmm. And Wellwood sounds retarded. Fun prank involving a gun.
Fun prank involving a gun. Yeah, I was just wondering if you pull a trigger, place this podcast.
It's good advertising.
It is.
It's like, is that guerrilla marketing, technically?
Nah, that's warfare.
It just starts, like somebody's breaking into your house, right? And all of a sudden you pull it, like, freeze, I have a gun. And they keep coming, you pull the trigger, and you just hear this weird redneck guy talking about how it's not quite rape.
And they die of laughter.
Shoot from the hip, gentlemen.
There you go. It's not going to fire bullets, man.
That's
just
true.
Audio gold.
I guess mine would be like, you know, probably with a shotgun be easiest to do this. You got to make it look like it actually has a firing pin and all that, you know, all that goodness. They you know, put their shell in, they pull the trigger, and the little flag comes out at the end. Bang. You know, like from the cartoons?
Yeah.
Right.
Not exactly original, bud.
If you could actually get it to happen.
They probably exist, right?
Possibly.
Not that you're going to buy and think it's a real gun.
Oh, okay. Once again, like somebody's breaking into your house. They just
poke them in the eye with a flag.
Yeah. Then they murder rape you. Or rape murder you. I hope not. I'd rather be murder raped than rape murder.
See, what you do is you just have the pistol, you know, and when you shoot it, like glue comes out so it gets stuck to your hand.
That's
okay.
Good.
And then it starts playing sex noises, you know? So then you have this, and you can't get it off.
Not even moaning, it's just balls slapping ass.
Yeah, and both. You gotta get both in there.
Oh, I had a drink in my mouth. And for some reason, just balls slapping ass. Made me chuckle. I was thinking, like, you get a pistol, right, and you kind of rig the butt up, so it'd probably have to be a revolver, because, you know, the clip can't be there, or the clip could contain the liquid, right? And as soon as you pull it, it just jets down to your crotch, so it looks like you wet yourself every time you shoot the gun. Because for some reason, wet crotch is funny. Yeah. Not quite as funny as ball slapping ass. I don't know why that made me laugh so
hard. Did we talk about, we did talk about a little bit, being DuckTale shit was crazy. The other shit that was crazy was what was in your stepson's pants again.
Yeah, oh, God. That happened.
Thank you.
Like, yeah. Not so much as, like, not a turd. All right, what it is.
He's, like, backpedaling. It's weird.
Like, he didn't actually shit his pants. He made it.
I feel like there was shit in his pants. Or,
all right, first of all,
wait, hold on.
We set a record for the hottest day at the end of fucking September. This is like the 1800s.
Okay, yeah,
it was crazy.
Are you blaming the sun on this?
Well, all right, and he's
heat stroke.
All right, the porta pots are hot as fuck and they're nasty as fuck because 1.5 million people ascend onto poor gas city, Indiana for this fucking event.
My wife did say that this year they were the best they have ever been because they have a new company.
Right, yeah.
They
were
actually
all,
have
yeah.
people out there.
The Urals had bullseyes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I noticed that today.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That way, even if you're drunk, you understand the concept.
No,
and there
were
so many drunk people there this year.
Even one drunk asshole pulled out a gun and shot the bullseye then chuckled and left.
No, but brand new porta pots, the first day, technically it doesn't start till Friday, but we always set up on a Thursday. There was already anti-Arab stuff scribbled on the wall.
Oh, good.
Yeah, first day. I was like, welcome to Gas City.
Yeah. Ironically, you're not welcoming Gas City. So he kind of shot down your whole thing of it being too nasty.
Well, no, what it was so hot. And because I think he was kind of scared.
Smell.
I don't know if he's ever fucking used a porta pot before.
And the smell would probably
like I know he's lot. Peed in them. I don't know if he's ever taken a shit in one. Which I don't think I ever have either, because fuck that.
No, you hold it till
not
you get
unless
home.
It's brand new.
Or it's a fucking really, really bad emergency.
I've never been that desperate, man.
So I think he did his business, and he didn't take the time to wipe.
Oh.
And then it's hot, it's sweaty.
Yeah.
So you got shit in your ass. It's gonna get itchy.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm going to scratch it with my forearm.
What? He bypassed the hand?
I think something was on his
hand. I think he was working it so hard, it may have went up
yeah.
his arm a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And then
on his
he
back.
Decides to rub his face again.
it's on both hands, his face, his arm, his back, you know.
It's on the outside of his shorts
like
on his ass at this point.
It's like a cartoon where like they get like a little stain on their shirt, and all of a sudden after a minute, it's everywhere on them.
But with human shit.
Yeah,
with the fecals.
Funny. Come on.
It's not my fault.
It would have been better if it would have happened when he was acting like a fish.
He was a fish. He was a fish.
He was a fish?
Yeah, and a
you
dog.
You told me that you walked into the room and he was pretty much seizing on the carpet.
No. This was in the swap meet at DuckTale.
Oh.
Like, there's 1,000 people walking by him. He's just twitching on the grass.
He looked like he got tased.
And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, I'm a fish. And just kept doing it.
Chris like, I can't handle this right
now. He is such a, you know, he's a real method actor there, him, that he is.
And at one point, we had 2 8-foot tables set up. Mm-hmm. At one point, he was hiding underneath one and barking at people as they walked by.
Well, I mean,
I would have put up a sign and, you know, start collecting.
Beware of dog.
Don't feed the boy.
Don't feed the boy.
That's like a sideshow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's only going to get worse because right now, yeah, he's balking and he's like, oh, I'm a chicken. But the day's going to come where he's going to be under a table barking and saying he's a giraffe.
Yeah. Or he'll be sucking himself off and saying he's a chihuahua.
We had a pet chihuahua that sucked its own dick, for those that didn't know.
His name was Killer.
Yeah. That was amazing, dude. Just, he'd be sitting in the living room.
Killing
the
penis.
And that was him sucking his own dick. That's a pretty good reenactment.
Yeah, not bad.
We also had a dog that would lick his own urine and then go... Same, which was awesome because Chris was sitting on the couch one night. Duke. You know Duke.
Uh-huh. The kick-ass Duke.
He walked up, sniffed Chris's crotches, and started doing the... noise that he makes when he licks urine. So... Chris pissed his pants, I assume. I don't know.
It might have been a dribble. You know.
Are you teaching Jacob to do it?
To do what?
You used to piss your pants, apparently. Now he's just shitting everywhere. And the poor people at DuckTale to walk in like, oh, that kid has fun face paint on. Let me go give him a high five. Oh, that's human shit. He's covered in human shit.
It's like Woodstock 99.
What the hell do you do?
Is that tiny Fred
Durst? You take him home and wash him. You leave.
Yeah, Courtney took him home and showered him and
I would
probably beat him and brought him back.
Well, if you had one, I'd make him ride in the trunk.
Yeah, you're stuck. Like, you didn't do anything wrong, and you're stuck riding in a car.
Put him in a big trash bag so that way he's
got
stuck smelling it and throw him in the trunk. That's a great out, guys. We just committed murder. Thank you. Stop.
Oh, wait, Kelly did it. I say give him an award. Right?
For what? Come on.
Should he have stopped them?
I mean, no fucks given. He absolutely has the biggest. He's like, he really has no fucks to be given.
He's not wrong.
I'm covered in poop. I don't care.
Dude,
what you going to do?
I walked in because when James was nice enough to inconvenience everybody by lighting his house on fire. We, our mom
move.
Took my son, Jacob, and your daughter. And I walked in. I got there first. I think I picked up Parker probably 3 hours before you made it there to pick up Jacob and Nova. And, I mean, she had crazed eyes going on, right? And I walked in. The first thing Jacob said to me, I was like, hey, bud. He's like, what's up, Danny Face? And I just stared at him. I was like, what was funny about that? He's like, that's not your real name. Thanks, man. Fucking top notch. You're funny enough to be on Hold My Beer.
Oh, God, that's kind of true.
Oh, wow.
So I guess AMF. I'm Danny Mullins. I was waiting for you to say things, but I had to say my own name first. Why didn't you say my name for me, dude?
Because I don't want to.
Have my back here.
No. Chris Mullins.
There we are. You forgot to. Kelly, come on.
You're not going to do the moral of the story here?
What? What
yeah,
do you want
to
do?
We did last call.
Last call. Yeah. Anybody got anything else to bring? We do that like once every three episodes.
Because
usually
time.
I forget. It's time. No. All right. If you're going to have a house, don't light it on fire.
If you're going to have a house.
Actually, don't cross the internet company. I guess.
There
the
you go.
Yeah, don't cross Spectrum.
Or at least be home when it happens.
If there's poop in your pants, maybe keep your hands out of it.
And your forearm.
And your yeah, how, why do you have...
Keep whatever. Your face out of your own shit.
I was going to say.
That seems to be his natural reaction. They're like, well, there's shit on my hands. Fuck it. And just rubbing his face like crazy.
There's three morals.
Hold on.
He puts on face paint. Marks his chest like an ordinary A is ready for the hunt.
I think the day's going to come where he just gives himself a Hitler mustache with his own shit. And you're going to have to explain that to people.
Yeah, he does that. It's cool.
That
does remind me of one thing.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
you said Hitler.
Yeah.
You know the master race he was building?
Uh-huh. The Aryans.
Yeah, the Aryan race, the super race. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the kids actually went on to have normal lives. Did you know, like, the lead female vocalist for ABBA was one of those children?
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
I just thought it was a tidbit of information I came across the other day looking up stuff.
They're the master race and that's the best music they could make?
Well, she brought a group of people together and made it happen. I don't fucking know, dude. Come on,
man. I'm not the biggest ABBA
fan. I'm not defending
like,
those people.
More like that's the kind of music they make and we still talk about them.
Well, I guess.
That's pretty master-ish.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they made some kind of relevancy in the music world.
I don't think I know an ABBA song.
You can dance, you can jive, you can have the time of your lives.
I don't know what that is.
You're the dancing queen.
Yeah, I'm sure if we went through.
Yeah, I know that song. Unfortunately.
There you go.
Mamma Mia, that's a shitty movie.
I've never seen it.
I watched it with my wife. It is a
you
fucking
are a
nightmare.
Sad sack of shit for that.
Yeah, you know who can't sing? Pierce Brosnan.
He can't act.
What?
Good point.
I know, he's our James Bond.
But damn
right
he is.
He's our
he's
James
my
Bond.
Fucking James Bond.
But still, are James Bond movies like... That really have they ever been that fucking good?
Casino Royale was actually really good, but beyond
the
that,
not
when
James
I
Bond.
Think of James Bond, that's
oh
who
yeah,
I think
me too.
Of.
That's
he
the
is
image
the ideal
in my head.
Perfect visually no, James Bond.
That's, my right. James Bond
he,
is
no Sean Connery still had a fat fucking head,
and
it, that gets you shot.
He's a dickhead of
okay,
head.
You
he's
big head, you're gonna use your hit.
He's
I mean, come
dickhead
on,
dickhead of fat head,
get shot easier. Still, same point.
My James Bond was just polygons on the N64, so I don't really.
Which
here.
Was modeled after him.
He was on the cover.
He was on the
vaguely.
Cover.
And on
vaguely.
The cartridge.
Was, yeah, no, GoldenEye was all, based off one of his movies. Never mind. Chris, you said there are three morals. What
there's three
they?
Morals. Fire's bad.
Are you counting on your hand so you don't lose track, buddy?
Fire's bad.
Okay.
With his toe fingers.
Keep your face out of your shit.
Okay.
Or your shit off your face.
And
tomato potato.
Finger thumbs are gross.
That's weird, right? Imagine yeah. Like that covered.
Get rid
shit,
of the
though.
Toenail. You can remove a toenail. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah,
just
Kelly
cut
did.
It. Just snip it. You're good, dude.
It was like this. What was this? What is my thumbnail? Okay,
but
it was like
toenail.
This thick. Okay,
this
that thick,
disgusting.
And it was curling over the edge.
About a half an inch thick.
Apparently. That maybe he was building up, so he had a good eye gouging toe.
Could you imagine getting your eye plucked out by a toe finger? Oh, exactly. I'm having fucking nightmares tonight.
What if you're just getting poked by it? Just, ew, don't touch it.
Oh, God.
That dude's the best fucking thumb wrestler ever, though, huh?
Yeah.
Is that cheating? Is that a foreign object?
I think that would be cheating. That's like getting a sex change and then going into, like, women's fighting. Like, imagine Brock Lesnar getting a sex change and going into women's fighting.
I'd watch the shit out of
that one chick that
yeah, but she wasn't a winner, so it didn't matter. I didn't give a fuck.
She beat Rousey or whatever.
No. They never fought.
Fuck it. We're not doing this.
Mr. Roboto. Thank you very much. You're Mr. Roboto.
I'm just saying, they meet the same weight. Who gives a fuck? It's a fair fight at that point in time.
Kilroy.
What if we just replaced our entire hands with feet, man? That makes it sound like I'm just really high thinking about things. But...
Imagine trying to play catch.
We're like seals and shit.
But you'd be great at soccer. You could use your hand feet, right?
Yeah.
It's not, the rules don't say, hey, you can't use things attached to your wrist. No, you can't use your hands.
You can like grab the ball.
You don't have hands, you have feet.
You could like smush the ball between your feet and just run with it.
Yeah.
But then somebody would come up and like do one of them weird backflip kicks right in your feet.
A Pele kick.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even have to do a flip for that. You just gotta kind of slap.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Or would you have to do a front flip?
You would, wouldn't you?
All you gotta do is bring your arm down and all of a sudden it's a drop kick.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Windmill drop kicks.
Yeah, I could drop kick so easily because it's hard now because I'm not in
shape. Windmill drop kicks. You just keep swinging. That way it's like, what was that move that Liu Kang had? The bicycle kick?
The bicycle kick,
It'd be kind of like that.
You'd always look like Roadrunner. Yeah. Where his legs would move really fast.
Speaking of... Wait, would you still walk with your regular feet or
well, I'm not throwing my own you feet out into my hands.
Imagine how easy cartwheels would be.
Oh yeah.
That's how people get around from then on.
Only cartwheel.
Yep.
I still couldn't do a cartwheel. I'm sorry guys.
Yeah, none of us could.
Yeah, there's
I can now. Yes, of course.
I don't believe you.
Yes, of course. I could cartwheel.
I would, but the room's too small.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Do them all the time.
He's like, I've had a rough weekend.
We're outside. I'm gonna prove you wrong, and we're done with it. And you apologize.
You do
later.
One of them one things. What do they call it? The something.
A round off.
Yeah, really. You
is that what they call a fat kid cartwheel? They can't really do one.
Yes,
no. I can do a round off pretty well.
Not if you do it correctly. It's not.
Okay.
You know what cartwheel I do?
Hi guys, listen, guess what? My daughter did do gymnastics for years on end. I had to learn some of this shit.
So that qualifies your daughter.
Guess what? I still know how to... I understand what it is. I've seen it done 1,000 fucking times.
Okay, we all understand what a cartwheel is.
Jesus Christ.
I understand what a cartwheel is.
Visual training.
Speaking of drop kicks,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what fucked up Ric Flair so bad?
Mm-mm.
All the drinking drugs. From back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was still drinking 20-plus drinks a day.
Oh.
They had to cut out part of his intestines and shit, and he has a pacemaker now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Pacemaker sounds so positive. Like, we all should have
one. They made sure to include soda in on that, too. He's like, 20 drinks a day, but...
That counts soda?
Some of it was soda.
Some of it was soda. Don't lie to me, Mr. With Flair.
Mixed with alcohol, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right. Hold on. This part was great. We can end on this if you want. My youngest daughter, the angry one, she has a stuffed animal collection.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this... We got her for her birthday, this stuffed pig she wanted. It had a dress and it has a boy pig that goes with it she hadn't got yet. And she's like, I need $50. I'm like, what the hell do you need $50 for right now? And she's like, I've got to get a new pig and I might as well get the other one. She's like, because my old pig, it's bacon now. So.
And we'll hold your beer.
We never even finished the regular. That's fine. Whatever.
What were we talking about?
No, I mean, like I tried doing the outro once. That wasn't good enough.
No, let's do it again.
Right. Go for it. Last time we couldn't even say our own names.
Try again. Try now.
Do it now.
Right
go
now.
For it. Yeah, go for
it. Hey, Matt from Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
I'm James.
He did that intentionally. It's not funny.
I'm Yams the Unbakable.
Yams the Unbakable.
And we'll hold your beer.
Is that what we're going to do?
I already said it earlier.
We did it.
We do this once a week.
And we'll hold your beer.
Well put. Fuck me, right?